They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without. A man without a face. 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 A man without a face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. That's me. How's everybody doing? Well, the Jews are out there and they're trying to take back properties that they lost by being thrown out of countries years ago. They're trying to take up to 30% of the property in Poland. And they're also doing this in some of the Arab countries as well. You know, it's amazing. It's never enough with these creatures. They're not mankind. Sooner or later, something's going to have to happen to them. You know what I mean? They're just going to keep pushing until people say that's enough. And there's plenty of people that already say that's enough right now. But if they keep pushing, it's going to be bad for them. And may it happen as soon as possible. You know, a lot of people would love to know when the Father is going to return. His patience is magnificent. It's incredible. Because I would have ended this a while ago. See, there's reasons why he hasn't ended it yet, and I believe that those reasons would be that maybe he hasn't acquired the proper number of replacements yet through our race. I mean, it's pretty slow going, as you can see. And so, I mean, he could just raise up rocks if he wanted to, but that's not what he's doing. So, as he is patient, we must be patient. And I had mentioned this, that there is no, one of the greatest, most simple things you can understand is that the Jews don't have any attributes, any of the attributes of our Father in heaven, which is a testimony against them in itself. You see, there's an old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And even though there was no apple in the Garden of Eden, this corrupt tree that gave forth this filth, known as the Jews, known as the Canaanite Jews, through Cain, the Edomite Jews, they don't fall far from their tree because they are corruption. If you were to sum up the Jews, you could sum them up with the word hypocrite, like the Messiah did. Or you could also say what I just said. They are corruption. Those are two solid words that are about the Jews. So the reason I say that is they have no mercy. Our Father is full of mercy, full of patience. You know the attributes of the Holy Spirit. Long-suffering, so on and so forth. These Jews are like their father, the devil. Like I mentioned, when the devil or the adversary had said to the father, you know, the father said, well, what are you doing? He says, I'm roaming to and fro, up and down, I'm walking up and down on the earth, and that kind of a thing. And of course, you know, he's seeking to whom he may devour. Well, he told the father, well, you have a hedge around Job. Once the father removed the protection, the devil didn't wait 1 second. There was no mercy at all. The devil went right away and did the destruction. See, the devil didn't say to himself, well, what did Job do? I've mentioned this a little earlier, but it's worth mentioning again. What did Job do to me? Why should I bother trying to harm him and harm his children and harm his animals and his land and all these things? What has he ever done to me? Well, he didn't think about any of that. It was immediate. And the Jews are just like them. The Jews are trying to get... The Jews waited 102 years. I mean, I suppose you could say that's patience, but it's for a different reason. It's patience for a reason, not patience out of just having it. They waited 102 years to get the Tsar and his family because they torpedoed the initial League of Nations. And so, they're trying to get Iran now. Iran helped us to get over the Caucasus Mountains. The Jews want to get back every piece of land, every dollar, every cent they can get. You see, they do all this evil and they get kicked out of a country. Now, all these years later, they want to try to recover all that they lost when they got kicked out for doing the evil that they did. See, they don't want there to be any ramifications for the evil that they do. It's just you put up with it. You put up with it. You know, they don't get prosecuted. They're above the law. You understand? So, this is very disturbing. I wanted to mention that to you. I wanted to mention one more thing, too. And I don't like mentioning these things. I appreciate everything. I just wanted you to know what's going on with the Compere thing. I ordered, since I was able to get a little bit of money, I ordered some plastic reels through eBay. The first round finally came, and as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing there that's total quality. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Now, these were cheap, but at least I have the plastic reels. Let's just put it that way. What I really think needs to be done, since my machine, Compere's machine, is unusable, it's junk. The motors can't handle rewinding. The motors can't handle fast-forwarding. And they can't play for long enough to do the tape. I've wasted many hours because of different things happening. So, in my estimation, because I'm using my machine, which I had to do a repair on as well myself, I did the repair myself. My machine takes 10-inch reels. I think they're 10 and a half inches. And I think the problem, what happens is, in case you don't know about reel-to-reels, if the tape is plastic and it gets warped and this and that, and when the tape goes by, it goes rubbing off the, you know what I'm trying to say? So in my estimation, if I had two metal 10-inch, 10.5-inch reels, I think we could solve the problem. The problem is they're $35 a piece plus shipping and handling. So if the Father puts it on your heart to help me with that, to maybe you want to buy one of the reels to help me with the Compere, and this will help not just now, but in the future as I do the Dr. Wesley Swifts and so on and so forth. So it's not a waste of time or a waste of money. It's something that is valuable that will help ease the pain. Because this isn't as much fun as you might think it is. Believe me, it's I've lost a lot of hours because you'll get halfway through a tape and then it starts making all this noise, you know. So you just blew away an hour, you know, half hour or whatever it took. But, it, you know, you have to set up. You have to do all the things. So you just wasted an hour on that. Then you try again and again, and it goes wrong again and again. But that just seems to be happening with the Comparay tapes, it seems. It seems the Wesley Swift ones don't seem to have this problem. But we'll get through this. It's just, you know, the devil's always working full time. And I told you these things were getting older and older and so on and so forth. So all I'm asking is if you feel that or you've know that the Father wanted you to, say, give something so I could grab a couple of these metal reels. And believe me, if you look on eBay, they'll try to charge you $50 for the reel and then $25 shipping and handling. I found a place, two different places. One of them, I think they're $39.95, and the other one, they're $35, something like that. So I leave that in your capable hands. Sorry I had to ask, but I will ask if I have to ask, and that's that. So let's get on with what we're about to do here. We're on page 173 in Maurice Pinet's Catholic book, The Plot Against the Church. Now, if you wanted to read along with me, you can always download this from the newsletter. So remember, we're on page 173, and I'm going to start with the previous paragraph. The Jews were the most active elements in the promotion of the climate of hatred against the Christians, which is the same today, correct? Whom they regarded as falsifiers of the Mosaic law. See, the Jews say that we're the falsifiers, and so do the Freemasons. They say that Christianity came out of Freemasonry. Just like the Jews say, that Christianity was spawned out of Judaism. But if you take a good look in the Talmud, you'll see that there's no truth to that whatsoever. So the activity of the Jews must have exercised a notable influence, for it is known to us that they already enjoyed a great regard in Rome at the time of Nero, remember this? And that on the occasion of the martyrdom of St. Peter and St. Paul, some had hinted at the idea that the latter were killed out of the jealousy of the Jews. And here's where we're going to begin from right here. Given this climate of violence incited by the hatred of the Jews, one can easily understand the persecution by Nero. Since they are capable of every crime, it was simple for them to denounce the Christians as incendiaries of Rome. It needed no great effort for the people to believe it. You see, again, the Jews are capable of every crime. You know that's true. You don't need to say, well, prove that to me. Of course they're capable of every crime. If you look into crime statistics of the past and throughout the ages and everything else, you'll find out that the Jews are right at the top of all of it. Oh, yeah, I know the Negroes are trying to help, too, because they're of the seed line of Cain, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. They're certainly doing the most shootings in America. There's no doubt about that. White people do very few shootings. Nobody does as many shootings as the blacks. They do about 75% of mass shootings, but they're all covered up. Nobody talks about them. Nobody thinks about them. They try to shove them under the rug, you see, because they don't want to take the guns away from blacks. They want you to be naked and without protection. They want to take it away from the white people. That's what it comes down to. So, in fact, they accused the Christians in a slanderous manner that they had even committed the disgusting crime of eating children at their ceremonies, which naturally called forth alarm among the authorities. So did you just hear that? What do we know about the Rite of the Ninth Circle? And what do we know about the Jews that they eat children in ceremonies. Don't we know that? So here's the Jews, again, doing what their father does. Listen carefully. In fact, they accused the Christians in a slanderous manner that they had even committed the disgusting crime of eating children at their ceremonies, which naturally called forth alarm among the authorities and the Roman people. It is only too understandable that this constant intrigue, this persistent work of slander and blasphemy, which the Jews always unleash, they use the word Hebrews there, but the Jews aren't Hebrews, so I changed it back to Jews. The Jews always unleash against those who disturb their plans, and which was carried out by thousands of individual persons in the Roman Empire month by month, year by year, finally attained its goal and unleashed against nascent Christianity, which they alone could not destroy. The enormous power of the Roman Empire in a destructive fury never previously known in human history. The word human, very questionable. Little Miss Elkie's sleeping and she's making noises. She's barking at something in her sleep. Hear her? In order to... She's funny. She's so cute. In order to defend the truth, we will quote the reliable evidence of an authorized Jewish source, Rabbi Wiener. You notice how they were always named after, you know, penis-type things and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We have these fellas today, Wiener, with his laptop, you know, and everything. Laptop, you know what I mean? Rabbi Wiener, who in his work, The Jewish Food Laws, confesses that the Jews were the instigators of the Christian persecutions in Rome. Observe that under the rule of Nero, in the year 65 of our calendar, when Rome had the Jewess Poppaea as empress, and, you know, that was with Nero, right? Remember they sent a Jewess in to try to influence him the same way they did with the others? Remember? Poppaea as empress and a Jew as prefect of the city. The era of martyrs began, which was to extend for over 249 years. Imagine that this could go on for 249 years. Imagine that throughout history, these Jews, one or two of them can get involved in the government and they can cause this kind of death. Like Morgenthau. Remember I told you about Morgenthau plan, the Morgenthau plan? We'll go through that in the near future. It's been a plan of mine for some time. We'll go through it. One fella here, one filthy, dirty fellow, one filthy, dirty beast of the field here caused the German people so much suffering, it is unbelievable. How this can happen is beyond measure. How could this go on for 249 years, which means that even when the Jewess was gone and the prefect of the city there was gone, it continued somehow. So it wasn't just two Jews that made it happen for 249 years, but they got the ball rolling, and the Jews were able to keep it rolling, obviously. In these instigations of the Jews to call forth the Roman persecutions against Christianity, participated even those rabbis outstanding in the history of the synagogue, such as the famed Rabbi Yehuda. That's spelled with a J, Yehuda, one of the authors of the Talmud, the sacred books and the source of the religion, if you want to call that religion, of modern Jewry, who was successful in the year 155 of our calendar in obtaining a command according to with all Christians of Rome were to be sacrificed. Are you listening, Nishab? And on the grounds of which many thousands were killed, the executioners of the martyrs and popes, Caio and Marcellino, were in fact Jews. Listen again, because I told you when the Inquisition happened, what was going on. The executioners of the martyrs and popes, Caio and Marcellino, were in fact Jews. During three centuries, the Christians showed heroic resistance without answering violence with violence. In fact, it is understandable that after three centuries of persecutions, when Christianity had gained a complete victory in the Roman Empire through the conversion of Constantine and the acceptance of the Christian religion as the state religion, that it was finally decided to answer violence with violence in order to defend the victorious church. So let me stop right there. And again, I've been talking to you about violence, right? And the last thing everybody's afraid to say, well, I ascribe to violence, because they know that the powers that be will come down and treat you with violence. Isn't that interesting and hypocritical? But if it is true that nobody should ascribe to violence, then why do we go to war? I just let you think about these things. See, violence is the solution to many things. You will not talk to the Jews and say, listen, you need to give up, you know, trying to kill us through the abortion table. You need to give up, trying to destroy Christianity. Forget about it. The only solution is violence. What is it saying right here? During these three centuries, right? So it says this, listen. That when Christianity had gained a complete victory in the Roman Empire through the conversion of Constantine and the acceptance of the Christian, that's the supposed conversion, on his deathbed, come on, yeah, and the acceptance of the Christian religion as the state religion, that it was finally decided to answer, listen, it was finally decided to answer violence with violence, in order to defend the victorious church, as well as the peoples who had placed their faith in it, and who also saw themselves continually threatened by the destructive and annihilating activity of the Jewish imperialism against the lasting conspiracies of Jewry. So the patience of the saints, I don't use that word, but they are saints if they were martyred for sure, right? Listen, we put up with it and put up with it and put up with it until finally you say, that's enough. And see, that's what's going on, is that that's the solution, folks. If you want to know what the solution is violence. But how could we get together? Our own brothers fight us, because we're trying to protect our race. So there'll be no violence anyway, no matter what anybody says. One act of violence is senseless. It has to be a big happening, and the whole world is just going to have to come down on these Jews. But until then, there's no point in doing any violence as far as, I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to go do it. It's just not going to do any good. You understand? So that's the name of that tune. But nevertheless, violence is the answer, unfortunately. But until that time, prayer is the next best answer. Imprecatory prayer. On the other side, he says, it is necessary that the cowards who, given the present position, think of capitulating to the synagogue of Satan out of fear of its persecution, power, and influence, bear in mind that the terrible threats of our days are far removed from being so grave as those which Christ and then the apostles, and after them the first Christians faced. They had to expose themselves not only to mighty Jewry, but to the then apparently unconquerable power of the Roman Empire, the greatest and strongest of all times. To these two deadly dangers were added those which arose through internal dissension, which the Jews, by means of their fifth column, which is what's going on here today, and in all of our countries, had called forth in the bosom of Christianity, along with Gnosticism and other false destructive doctrines. Can we see that the Jews are promoting false destructive doctrines today, like Jesus is a Jew, the Jews are God's chosen people, you can think of tons of them, the law is ended. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's complete nonsense. Only a Jew could think up these things. One must bear in mind that despite the fact that the situation was far graver and more tragic than that of the present, the church could only save itself if it achieved a complete victory over its deadly enemies. If it was successful in this, then it is because it was able to rely upon spiritual shepherds who never despaired, never lost courage, nor entered into shameful alliances with the powers of the devil. At no moment did they think of seeking situations of cooperation. See, we cannot coexist. We cannot cooperate. No such thing. Darkness cannot live with light, and light cannot live with darkness. Light expunges the darkness. You notice that when you turn a light on, the darkness flees, correct? It's the same thing as when I'm, or anybody is exposing and shedding light upon the truth, because truth is light. Once the light comes on, the critters in the darkness and the darkness must flee. The cockroaches run and hide, meaning the Jews. So, at no moment did they think of seeking situations of cooperation, nor of peaceful coexistence, nor of diplomatic capitulations, which are always quibbles used by the cowardly clergy and accomplices of the enemy, who in our days strive to achieve that the church, he keeps using the Holy Church as the Catholic Church, I don't agree, so I just say that the church or Christianity and its spiritual shepherds deliver the sheep whose careful protection Christ entrusted to them, and I leave the Lord stuff out of it, as you know, into the claws of the wolf. So it says that who's the church and its spiritual shepherds deliver the sheep whose careful protection Christ entrusted to them into the claws of the wolf for the disadvantage of the church itself and of the trust that the Christians have placed in it. They said Catholics. golly gee, Wally. And now we have some things here. Okay, this is part four. We're on page 179. There was a bunch of sources there. I just went by them all. Part four, 179, the Jewish fifth column in the clergy. Let me make a little note here. The fifth column. Remember that the devil, their father, has a five-point plan. And we see that the Rothschilds and the Rogenfelders, the Rockefellers, they both had five sons. It seems to be a common thing. There's five families, that mafia families that control New York. You see, it's a common thing. And of course, those are Italians, not and with Jew blood in them, not Italians. Big difference. So chapter one of this part four is the octopus strangling Christianity. The Freemasonic Jacobin Revolution was successful in ruining the whole of Christianity according to the same method that now triumphs in overwhelming form in the Jewish Communist Revolution. For the church and the whole of Christianity have only been able to fight against the arms of this octopus. The Communist Party, revolutionary groups, and in a few cases, as in Spain, Freemasonry. Although its powerful head has remained untouched, for this reason the monster had been able to renew and restore the limbs. What did I tell you? See, this is a testimony of what I told you, is that in the Truth About the Truth movement, which I suggest you listen to more than once, it's about my journey through the Truth movement and my assessment of it. I talked about how they all teach you how to attack the limbs of Jewry. This Hitler called it the Hydra. You know, it has many heads. See, the beast has 10 heads. Yeah, I mean, 7 heads and 10 horns, right? So it's very interesting, but it's likened to an octopus. It really is. And so you chop off, I believe what really happens with octopi or octopuses, I think it's octopi, if you cut off one of their limbs, it just grows back. And it's the same thing. If you destroy a Freemasonic lodge or something, they just come back and change their name into something else, or a New Age religion or whatever it is. So here's the testimony of it again, that you can see that this is what goes on. Listen to what they're saying right here. What he's saying in this book. For this reason, the monster has been able to renew and restore the limbs which were occasionally cut off it, in order to use them anew and still more effectively, until gradually it has been successful in enslaving half the Christian world, Russia and the East European states, and now has the plan of enslaving the rest of mankind. And that's true. See, again, what's being said there, see, this is what the people in the truth movement do, is they get you to attack the limbs. Oh, it's the Catholic Church. Yes, it is. Oh, it's Freemasonry. Yes, it is. Oh, it's the government that's controlled by the Jews. Yes, it is. But it's not the Jews. Yeah, how many times have I heard that from every one of those people? It's not the Jews. Except for Tex Mars. He does say it's the Jews. So what's interesting here is what I've been told, and recently some people commented on my video, especially the midweek news, the last one that came out. There were some very good comments on there, and thank you for those comments. They showed me and were another testimony to me that the people from Russia and the East European states, like Poland, etc., when they were murdered wholesale so badly, they were also race mixed heavily, to where people that see Russians come into Europe in their countries know they're not white people. They're white, but they're, you know what I mean, just like Jews are, look white. They're not really completely white. So I'm not going to say that there aren't any Russians or any Poles that aren't purebred, but I'm sure it's very sparse and very little. And they're probably trying to breed them out as quick as possible and kill them too. Just like they are everywhere else. Just like he said right now, right here, he said that the Jews have gradually, they've been successful in enslaving half the Christian world, which is in parentheses, Russia and East European states, and now has the plan of enslaving the rest of mankind. And it's the same as what I said to you. They've stolen half the world's wealth, and now they're trying to steal the rest. The lasting victory of the Jewish Freemasonic and Jewish Communist revolutions since the end of the 18th century. See, isn't it interesting? The 18th, 666, or 2 times 9, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, sorry, but that's the way it is. Notice how it starts in the 18th century, up to our days now, is also to be attributed to the fact that neither the church nor the separated churches have fought effectively against the Jewish fifth column, which has smuggled itself into their bosom. This fifth column, quote unquote, is formed by the descendants of the Jews who in earlier centuries were converted to Christianity. Yeah. And seemingly held in enthusiastic manner to the religion of Christ, while in secret they preserved their Jewish belief and carried out clandestinely the Jewish rites and ceremonies, which would be things like eating children, like they said that the Christians were doing. For this purpose, they organized themselves into communities and secret synagogues. You know, I want to just stop right there for a second. They organized themselves into communities, communes, Remember the hippie communes, communism? And I said that the world, in one of my articles, I said, the world is not just one big commune, communism. So it says that they, let me get it right back here. For this purpose, they organize themselves into communities, communes, communism, and secret synagogues, which were active centuries long in secret. These apparent Christians, quote unquote, it should say quotes there, but secret Jews, began centuries ago to infiltrate the Christian into Christian society in order to attempt to control it from within. A state within a state? A secret society within a secret society? One visible, one invisible? For this reason, they sowed false doctrines and differences of opinion and even attempt to gain control of the clergy, and they have, in the different churches of Christ. With all this, they applied the cunning of introducing crypto-Jewish Christians into the seminaries of the priesthood. Yes, like Billy Graham. You know that Frederick Franz of the Watchtower Society, who took over after Rutherford, he's a Jew. And when Rutherford was to take over, there was the B'nai B'rith wanted this fellow named Johnson to take over, who was also a Jew. Every time I hear the name Johnson, it ends up a Jew. Lyndon B. Johnson was Jewish. I mean, he wasn't full Jew. I think he was a quadroon. But the name Johnson most times is Jews. There might be people out there named Johnson that aren't Jewish, but again, the B'nai B'rith wanted this fellow to take over the Jehovah's Witnesses, and his name was Johnson. But Rutherford ended up taking over anyway, because he was shrewd, he was a lawyer, he was a liar, and he was an evil man. Let's just put it that way. So after they got rid of him, they got a Jew to take over named Frederick Franz. Anyway, so it says here that with all this, they applied the cunning of introducing crypto-Jewish Christians into the seminaries of the priesthood, who could gain admission into the honorary offices in the Catholic Church, and then into the dissident churches, upon whose division these secret Jews had so much influence. While the Church of Rome, their popes and ecumenical councils fought effectively through the 1,000 years in the Middle Ages against Jewry, and above all against the fifth column, quote-unquote, the revolutionary movements that were organized for the division and destruction of Christianity were completely conquered and destroyed. Let me just make one comment. Fritz Springmeier, who continually interjects things within his materials that Hitler's evil and Hitler did this and Hitler did that, I want to explain something to you that, yes, Hitler had an ally in the Catholic churches in his time. Why is that? Well, the Catholics knew that the Jews were evil, and so did Hitler. And the whole world was against Hitler. I mean, Italy was useless to Hitler, and so, you know, Franco wanted to be one of Hitler's allies, and he was bribed out of it. But that would have made a big difference. However, Italy was of no use to Germany in World War II. Absolutely no use at all. So having an ally as big as the Catholic Church, I can understand why he did what he did. And I don't think Hitler knew about that the Father's name was Yahweh, or that we were the true Israelites of the Bible, or any of those things. I know the Germans didn't know that. So I can understand this union, so to speak, or this particular allegiance, I guess, because Hitler had the whole world against him. So anyway, let's continue here. The revolutionary movements, you know, all this against the, in the Middle Ages against Jewry, the thousand years of the Middle Ages against Jewry, and above all, the against the fifth column, the revolutionary movements that were organized for the division and destruction of Christianity were completely conquered and destroyed. So it occurred from Constantine until the end of the 15th century. Unfortunately, afterwards, the Catholic Church, for reasons which we will study later, could no longer attack in an effective manner the fifth column, which was formed by secret Jews who had been smuggled in as believers, as priests, and as even dignitaries. Then the power of the Jewish revolutionary movement became ever stronger, until at the end of the 18th century, it took the character of an irresistible avalanche. In the 20th century, when Jewish cunning had reached its uttermost limits of causing Catholics to forget the gigantic struggle of several centuries, which had taken place between Catholicism and Jewry, the latter attained its greatest progress in its plans for the control of the world, where it had already been successful in enslaving a third of mankind under the Jewish communist dictatorship. In the Middle Ages, the popes and the councils were successful in destroying the Jewish revolutionary movements, which appeared within Christianity in the form of false teaching, and which were introduced by those who were Christian in appearance, but Jews in secret. Sounds like the truth movement today, Sounds like Judeo-Christianity today, Sounds like almost every religion, like I said. Every religion is Judaized. Every religion has the Jews' father as their god, Lucifer, Halel. So it continues, the latter then recruited upright and good Christians for the arising heretical movement by persuading the latter in a crafty way. These secret Jews organized and controlled in secret manner the movements which were the creative and driving force of wicked false teachings, such as those of iconoclasts, the Cathars, the Paterines, the Albigensians, the Hussites, the Alumbrados, and others. Now, we know who the Alumbrados, that means to be illuminated again. The Alumbrados are the precursor to the Jesuits. The work of these Jews smuggled as a fifth column into the bosom of the Church of Christ was made easier through their hypocritical conversion to Christianity or that of their forefathers. In addition, they laid aside their Jewish surnames and took on very Christian names, which were embellished with the surnames of their godfathers. Thus, they were successful in mixing with Christian society and taking possession of the names of the leading families of France, Italy, England, Spain, Portugal, Germany, Poland, and other lands of Christian Europe. Did you just hear that? You see what I was talking about? When I tell you that Jewry is more than, I told you it was 4% in America, and that wasn't including the Italians and Jews that didn't report themselves, etc., 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 right? That was back in 1936. I believe it's my estimation that Jewry could be up to 70% of the world population through race mixing. Could be even more than that. Only the Father really knows this. But you can certainly see that we're no longer 30% of the population, or like when Comparé was talking about it in his time, we were 16% of the population. Now, it says we're 11.5. And I said that I don't believe, you know, because they're counting in all these Russians and everything else as white people. I don't think they are. Which means that we're way less than we thought. And the Jews are way, way, way more than we thought. See, as you reduce the number of the Father's children on earth, you reduce the amount of the Holy Spirit in his children. which means the goodness is reduced severely. When you increase the hybridism and you increase the corruption to the level, the levels that it's at this point, you realize that now evil has freedom to move freely and quickly and without the, what's the word I'm looking for, impedance that it once had against it. Evil is moving at a level now. See, the more of the Holy Spirit in the world, the more impedance against evil. The less of the Holy Spirit in the world at this point, the more freely evil can operate. Does that make sense to you? And that's exactly what's going on. So I'm going to read this again so you can get a hold of this. Neshab, which means listen, prick up your ears like a German shepherd. I always add that part. Thus they were successful, the Jews, in mixing with Christian society. In other words, not only mixing by getting into positions and offices, but actually physically race mixing, like they have with the royalty in all of our countries, right? So, thus they were successful in mixing with the Christian society and taking possession of the names of the leading families of France, Italy, England, Spain, Portugal, Germany, Poland, and the other lands of Christian Europe. With this system, they were successful in penetrating into the bosom of Christianity itself in order to conquer it from within and to destroy the core of the religious, political, and economic institutions. Isn't it interesting? The religious is now controlled by the Catholic Church in the Vatican. The political is democracy, and the economic is the central bank. You dig? So it continues. The network of secret Jews existing in medieval Europe passed on in secret manner the Jewish belief from fathers to children. Even if all openly led a Christian life and filled their houses with crucifixes and images of Catholic saints, in general they observed Christianity in an ostentatious manner and appeared most devout in order not to arouse any suspicion. Naturally, this Jewish system of converting themselves in an hypocritical manner to Christianity in order to take the Christian citadel and to make easier the loss of its unity was finally discovered by the church. It says Holy Church. Yeah, to the corresponding scandal and alarm of the Holy Fathers, the ecumenical, the Holy Fathers, come on, will you? The ecumenical and the provincial councils and those clergy steadfast in their faith. However, what called forth most scandal was the fact that these secret Jews introduced their sons into the established clergy and monasteries. Now you wonder why there's Catholic priests touching little boys and so on and so forth. You get it now? Does it all make sense to you now? So that they called these secret Jews, they introduced their sons into the established clergy and monasteries, and in fact, to such a good effect that many of them attained the dignity of canon, bishop, archbishop, and even cardinal. The ecumenical and provincial councils of the Middle Ages combated Jewry violently as well as the Jewish fifth column, which had penetrated into the ranks of the Catholic clergy. There thus remains a copious set of canonical legislation which was provided for the purpose of obviating the cunning of the enemy. In order to combat not only the tentacles of the octopus, which the heretical revolutions in the Middle Ages represented, but the head itself, the Catholic Church resorted to different methods, among which the office of the Inquisition, so slandered by Jewish propaganda, stands out on account of its importance. This organization was intended to eliminate the false doctrines and to give the death blow to the secret power of Jewry, which directed and stirred up the same. Thanks to the Inquisition, the Catholic Church, was able to overthrow Jewry and for several centuries to hold up the catastrophe that now hovers threateningly over mankind. For several of the so-called false doctrines were already revolutionary movements of the same kind of scope and pretensions as those of recent times. And they not only fought to destroy the Church of Rome, but also to destroy all princes and to destroy the existing social order in favor of Jewry, which was concealed director of those earlier heretical movements and later of Freemasonic, Jacobin, and Jewish communist ones of the present time. Well, one thing I'll give the Catholic Church is that it kept usury out for a long time. Those Catholic clergy who are horrified at the mention of the word Inquisition because they are influenced by the age-old propaganda of international Jewry, and above all by the Jewish fifth column introduced into their ranks, should understand that if so many popes and councils, whether ecumenical or provincial, defended for 600 years the first papal European Inquisition, and later the Spanish and Portuguese Inquisition, there must have been well-founded motives for this. Catholics who are shocked and horrified when they hear talk of the Inquisition court do not recognize the facts that have just been mentioned above and whose truthfulness will be proved in later chapters with credible verification and indisputable sources. Well, I must tell you that they killed 60 million people. And you know, they're trying to con you a little bit here as far as I'm concerned, because the Jesuits came out of the Alumbrados. And the Jesuits are the army of the Catholic Church, and they're lopped up and down with Jews. Saint Ignatius Loyola was a member of this thing, and so was Adam Weishaupt. He was a Catholic. So you have to realize that this thing has been, it started out bad. It was pagan to start out with. Doesn't matter about Constantine. It's a pagan, it's an abomination. It's not real Christianity. So, I mean, I don't really need to, you know, tell you that over and over, but just keep that in mind, that of course they're going to try to defend themselves, when I believe the Jews were lopped up in these Inquisitions and, like, you know, the witch burnings and things like that. The Catholics deceived people with, like, they'd say, I think it was, who is the fellow there? The one that brought out the Bible. They asked him to come to a meeting. They ended up killing him, burning him at the stake. And we've heard that in several accounts. So I don't think they're going to be able to defend themselves, and I'm not really interested in hearing that. However, this is interesting thing. This is very interesting stuff here. It says, Chapter 2, The Origin of the Fifth Column. In order to prove some of the facts that were mentioned in the preceding chapter, we fall back on the evidence of the contemporary Jewish historian, who is very authoritative in his material and careful and painstakingly exact, Cecil Roth. Roth meaning red. You've heard of David Lee Roth, haven't you? The latter is rightly organized in Jewish circles. They use the term Israelite here. They're not Israelite. Jewish circle as the most outstanding contemporary Jewish historical writer, above all on the subject of crypto-Jewry. In his celebrated work, History of the Maranos, and Marano means swine, History of the Swine, get it? Cecil Roth provides some very interesting details about how the Jews thanks to their apparent but false conversions, entered Christianity and publicly acted as Christians, but all the while secretly held to their Jewish religion. He also shows us how this belief, or this secret belief, was passed on by parents to children, cloaked with the appearance of an outward Christian militancy. In his History of the Marranos, published by Editorial Israel of Buenos Aires, 1946, Jewish year, 5706, he says, Introduction, The Early Life of Crypto-Jewry. Crypto-Jewry is in its various forms just as old as the Jews themselves. At the time of Greek rule in Palestine, those weak of character attempted to conceal their origin in order to avoid arousing derision at athletic exercises. Likewise, under Roman discipline, the evasions increased so as to avoid payment of the special Jewish tax, the Fiscus Judaicus, which was introduced after the fall of Jerusalem. The historian Suetonius gives us a lively report of the indignities that were exercised upon a 90-year-old man to establish whether he was a Jew or not. Official Jewish conduct, as this finds expression in the judgments by the rabbis, could not be clearer. A man can and should save his life if it is in danger by every means excepting murder, incest, and idolatry. This excepting, not accepting, by the way. This maxim came into use in those cases in which a public abandonment of faith was required. The simple secrecy of Jewry, on the other hand, was something very different. The strict doctrinaries, or doctrinaires, demanded that the typical priestly garments should not be renounced. If these were imposed as a measure of religious suppression, such a rigid fidelity to principles could not be demanded of all the people. The traditional Jewish law makes exceptions for cases where, as a result of legal compulsion, it is impossible to keep the commandments. When the whole of Jewry is living through hard times, which is Shiat HaShamad, the problem became a reality at the close of the Talmudic period in the 5th century during the Zoroaster persecutions in Persia. However, see, Persia is Iran, and the Jews love Zoroaster, the god Zoroaster, even though he's not a real god. It's just Lucifer again. Notice the name Zoro. Do we recognize what's the Lost in Space fellow there, the father of Lost in Space? He played Zorro. Get it? Zorro. And so in the 5th century, there were Zoroaster persecutions in Persia. So you can see the Jews want revenge for that, right? However, it was solved more on the grounds of an enforced neglect in the following of tradition than of a positive concordance with the ruling religion. Jewry became, in a certain manner, subterranean and only obtained years later its complete freedom. Well, folks, we're going to stop right there. I hope you learned something today. I certainly did. We're getting testimonies of what's going on. We're ending up here on page 183, so we did make it, you know, a good way. I've got no problem with that. I don't know about you. But anyway, at the end of the Rabbit Hole Radio Show, I always give some good advice, and you know what it is. Would you like to say it with me? Don't go down the wrong hole.
Never belonged, you see.
They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. The sands of time, they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yet just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without a face.